It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico's Spaceport America is asking for a 72% increase in funding from the state's general fund for the coming fiscal year. Spaceport America CEO Dan Hicks is scheduled to brief lawmakers in Silver City today about operations and finances for the Southern New Mexico facility. The Legislative Finance Committee says that the New Mexico Spaceport Authority is seeking a $700,000 increase starting in July 2019 to its $976,000 annual allowance from the state general fund. Virgin Galactic is the spaceport's lead tenant, and it has tripled its lease payments this year. The company, led by British billionaire Richard Branson, plans to eventually use the spaceport to carry tourists on suborbital hops into the lower reaches of space. With the unemployment rate in Texas below 4% and below 5% in New Mexico, some employers are having a tough time finding good employees. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports on a West Texas Help Wanted ad that tells a story of frustration.
The ad reads, "Please do not apply if you oversleep, have court often, do not have a babysitter every day, have to get rides, experience flat tires every week, or have to hold a cell phone all day. You must be able to talk and work at the same time, and you must never miss Mondays or forget to come back to work after lunch." Gary Scout wrote that ad. He's the owner of Master Craftsman in Andrews, Texas.
"I'm just not going to tolerate the foolishness that some of these people do."
Scout also wrote in the ad, "If you are a woman, don't hesitate to apply." He says his female employees are outworking the male population.
"They had missed the day, and they've been here every day with no excuses to go home or whatever."
Scout says he's had a Help Wanted sign posted at his business for over 4 years. Other employers in West Texas tell him he's not alone. They say good workers are hard to find. David Martin Davies reporting.
The midterm elections are approaching, and commentator Walt Rubel says that also means attack ads are here as national political parties pour cash into the District 2 U.S. House race in New Mexico.
You can tell it's past Labor Day in an election year because the attack ads are in full bloom. The Sun News is cited as the source for one of the ads attacking U.S. House candidate Xochitl Torres Small. The ad, which was produced by the National Republican Congressional Committee, warns that Torres Small supports a radical takeover of health care. The image features Torres Small on one side of the screen in a pink jacket with a microphone in her left hand, her right hand raised in the air in what might be a fist. It's hard to tell. On the other side of the screen is a man in a wheelchair with his head in his hand. It states, "Total government takeover of healthcare," and cites the Las Cruces Sun News, May 31, 2018, as the source, which came as a surprise to me since I asked the original question, wrote the story, and had a pretty clear recollection of what she actually said, which was, "The first priority for healthcare should be to preserve the Affordable Care Act. We also have to achieve comprehensive health care so everybody has access to affordable health care. In doing that, I'm open to pursuing all pathways." For its part, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee countered with an ad attacking Torres Small's Republican opponent Yvette Harrell for failing to disclose rent money paid by state agencies to her real estate company. She later amended her filing to account for the revenue. And it's not unusual for members of the legislature to own private businesses that have contracts with state government. If that's an unacceptable conflict, it should be ended by legislation, not shaming at election time. To be clear, neither ad was put out by the opposing campaign. Both were efforts by folks in Washington, D.C., who are trying to educate New Mexico voters. Expect more such schooling in the weeks ahead, as this race has gained national attention. The frustrating part is that Torres Small and Harrell have legitimate differences on health care that don't need to be exaggerated. On her campaign website, Torres Small calls for lowering prescription drug costs, fixing the VA, and protecting Medicare. Harrell doesn't address health care specifically on her website, but says federal government overreach is one of the greatest concerns she hears about from New Mexicans. Healthcare is just one of many issues where the two candidates have vastly different views. That's what the race should be about. With the exception of 2 years when Harry Teague borrowed the seat, the 2nd District has been represented by Steve Pierce ever since the 2002 election. He's well known in the district, with voters on both sides holding strong opinions on how well he's done. Torres Small and Harrell are both new to that kind of attention. Harrell has served in the state legislature, but is not well known outside her district in Alamogordo. Torres Small is making her first run for elected office. Because both come into the race as relatively blank slates, there will be a desperate effort by those in D.C. to fill in the blanks. When the portrayals make the candidate sound too good or too evil to be true, that's because they're not true. With this week's commentary, this is Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.